In the book Return of the Sea Otter, author Todd McLeish describes how sea otters were hunted for their fur in the 1700s and 1800s, driving their population down to fewer than 1,000 animals. But after protections from the federal government, their numbers slowly recovered. McLeish says an ample food source also contributed to the sea otter's rebound.
Primarily shellfish, crabs, sea urchins, and other kinds of things grew in numbers. So when the sea otters returned to the area, there was plenty of food available that allowed them to reproduce really quickly.
Sea otters are still endangered because their population remains low in parts of California. Several other species benefit from similar federal protections, including seals, whales, and dolphins. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.